National Transportation Safety Board investigators have begun the work of determining why a Wrangell plane crashed Friday morning on Admiralty Island. Three people died and a fourth was badly injured when the Cessna 206 hit the 2,200-foot elevation about 20 miles southeast of Angoon. Alaska State Troopers identified the victims as 60-year-old David Gala, 61-year-old Greg Sheff, and 57-year-old Thomas Sikowich, all of Wrangell. The fourth person on board was 21-year-old Morgan Enright, who is from Ketchikan. She was rescued and medevaced to Seattle. As of this afternoon, she remained in critical condition at Harborview Medical Center's intensive care unit. Safety Board investigator Sean Williams says a preliminary report will be issued in 5 to 10 days, but a final determination of cause could take around a year.
All wreckage has been recovered. It is in Juneau in a hangar, and we're actually conducting a detailed wreckage layout and examination at this time.
He says the plane was relatively intact at the crash site and was removed in three pieces by helicopter. Wrangell residents are mourning the loss of three members of their 2,400-person town. Jeff Jaybush is the Southeast Alaska Community's borough manager.
You know, everybody just knows everybody, it seems like, and it is hard when something bad happens to people, and because everybody kind of is involved in the whole thing.
He says community members are pitching in to help families of the victims. Wrangell medical provider Alaska Island Community Services is offering counseling assistance to community members.